Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Top Stories, I'm Andy Zaltzman for another delve into the Bugle archives. Back in December 2007, early days in the Bugle universe, there was some disappointing news for the Bush administration, but great news for humanity, that often forgotten stakeholder in this planet, as Iran's nuclear threat was downgraded after the US released its own report into Tehran's weapons program. An actual good news Bugle of sorts.
Top story this week, Iran's nuclear weapons. All that weren't, that just weren't at the last minute. A US report this week revealed that Iran had in fact halted its nuclear weapons program as far back as 2003, and the US government have claimed that this is a vindication of their current strategy, which is like hitting a golf ball into a lake and screaming hole in one. They said it would be easy to misread this report, and you have to read it in a certain way, Andy, ideally in a dimly lit room, from an angle, upside down, and with your eyes closed. And it's best to be thinking about Iran and how they've got nuclear weapons while you're reading it as well.
Is it like a magic eye report, where it looks like it's saying that they don't have weapons, but then you look really close and it's just the outline of a massive mushroom cloud?
It's just about relaxing your eyes and refocusing it, and then all of a sudden you see warheads everywhere.
So the nuclear threat Iran poses has been officially downgraded from kaboom to and apparently Iran is, quote, less determined to develop nukes, let's give them their proper title, according to US intelligence. It appears to be something of a question of motivation, John. They've just lost that edge in terms of their nuclear program, and maybe there are rumours that Ahmadinejad has lost the dressing room when it comes to the nuclear program.
This by no means, Andy, was the news that the US and its president was looking for. And there must have been moments when the Bush administration looked like a child on their birthday who had just unwrapped something that they hate. Oh, that's great. I love this report. How did you know? This is just what I wanted. I'll just put it down over here by the shredder that I got given and which I also love.
The Bush view seems to be that because the intelligence on the Iraqi weapons of mass destruction was wrong, why should this new intelligence on Iran's nuclear program be any different? So we shouldn't really trust it. In fact, if we've learnt one thing from Iraq, and I hope that is the absolute minimum number of things that we have learnt from Iraq, it is that we should assume that the intelligence is wrong. So if the intel says Iran is clean, it's safe to assume that Ahmadinejad is currently standing next to his big red button with a map of Israel and a map of the USA saying, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, it's so difficult to choose.
Bush said that Iran had the programme. They halted the programme, and the reason why this is a warning signal is that they could restart it again. And that is doing to logic what they're doing to detainees at Guantanamo at the moment. Amnesty International are putting the concept of logic on its abused list. Light a candle for logic, Andy. Light a candle for logic.
Bush has previously warned that stopping Iran from developing nuclear technology was vital to preventing World War III, which might be slightly histrionic. You know, with just over a year to go of his presidency, he's getting a little bit demob happy already. And I think we all accept that World War III is inevitable. It's just really a matter of time. And maybe we just got to accept that, you know, after two world wars in 30 years, we haven't had a single one for 60 years now. So maybe fair's fair. We can't really complain if there is now a devastating global conflict. Bring it on. That's what I would say.
But I think you're right, Andy, because it seems like the Bush administration are wanting to sign off in style somehow. Now, they want a big season finale to their second and final term, and now they're being told that they can't airstrike Iran. They're going to have to come up with something else. They need a big finish somehow.
Yeah, and the clock is ticking. If he wants to set the wheels of Armageddon in motion, he's going to have to pull out something incredibly special.
So if any of the Bugle listeners have any ideas about what the Bush administration's big season finale could be, please email in your suggestions and we'll pass them on to the Pentagon.
Maybe a nuclear strike on Bolivia.
It's a mid-season way to boost ratings, that, Andy. You're not going to go out on that. That's not a cliffhanger.
All I know is that they are building many more submarines than a completely landlocked country needs.
I appreciate your concern there, Andy, but I just question what they're going to do with those submarines. Are they going to fire them through the air? What do you think Bolivians are doing with these submarines?
Or maybe they weren't submarines.
See, it's that easy. But it's that easy to get faulty information.
But at least this latest report on Iran's nuclear program has diffused the growing tension over a possible US military attack. Possible, although it would be silly, at that kind of military attack. You would have thought America should finish its previous two attacks first. And really, it appears that America lacks some hard-edged parenting here. And, you know, it's like a naughty child that never cleans its room. You know, it just, you know, starts a war and then gets bored, doesn't really finish it, and then wants to start another one. And I think we in Britain, as the parents, albeit estranged slightly, of America, we've got to hold our hands up and say sorry to the world.
This has been an abrupt change of position for the Bush administration. Their previous position was that of a rabid dog tethered to a post, snarling and trying to chew through its leash. And now the position is the same. The same dog, equally rabid, but now it's sulking in the corner.
But Bush has said, in response to this report, that Iran should reveal the full extent of its nuclear programme, which the report has done. But he thinks Iran should do it itself, or else he will hold a press conference. So be warned, Iran. Be warned, that press conference could easily happen. He said the report did say Iran pretty much knocked its nuclear weapons programme on the head in 2003, but Bush says Iran has more to explain about its past actions. He also said that on their past actions, Mongolia can't be trusted. He used these exact words: the Mongol hordes have attacked us in the West before. We must make sure they never have the capacity to do so again. He also demanded that all Scandinavian countries agree not to make helmets with horns on. It's good that he's standing up to historical violence.
He's urging us to focus on the positives, maybe amongst them being the fact that the words Iran and nuclear weapon were in the report. Not necessarily next to each other, but they were there together. And that's not nothing, that's something. He also said that Iran was dangerous, Iran is dangerous, and Iran will be dangerous. Which sounds like he was trying to conjugate the adjective dangerous.
Well, it's good that he is making a belated attempt to master the English language.
Yeah, that's right, but better late than never.
In an interesting adjunct to this story, the Canadian ambassador has been expelled from Iran for being naughty or something, according to the Iranians. It appears that an Iran-Canada war is now more on the cards than an Iran-America war.
Well, that could be an interesting war.
That's a good match-up, a very good match-up, particularly if it is fought over two legs.
Relations are said to be strained between the two countries, but to be fair, that is by Canadian standards, and they pride themselves on friendliness. What this probably means is that they just don't gift-wrap the maple syrup they're sending over as presents. That's a big snub for a Canadian. This is all because a Canadian-Iranian journalist died in custody, and the officials were acquitted of semi-intentional murder, which is an odd charge. They meant to murder her, yes, just not in that way.
Or maybe they meant to murder someone else, but got the wrong person.
It was nearly intentional.
So what countries do actually have the nuclear bomb these days? If you are in one of the following countries, listeners, you have the confirmed capacity to unleash Armageddon on the world.
Come on, Britain.
America.
Oh.
Russia.
Oh, come on.
France.
Ah.
China.
Of course.
India.
Pakistan. Yes.
North Korea.
Of course.
And the United Kingdom.
Yes, we got one! Yes! Oh, that's good to know.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
I feel so much safer.
And if you are in one of the following nations, you may or may not definitely have nuclear weapons: Israel and Liechtenstein. Apparently they do have a nuclear weapon, but they don't know about it yet. Nikita Khrushchev left one behind on a skiing holiday in the early 60s.
The most interesting country regarding nuclear weapons is South Africa, which had a nuclear weapon, but then disassembled it. Just disassembled its entire arsenal. So it was a member of the club and then decided, well, I don't like this club. I think I'd just rather go into an economic spiral.
South Africa has done quite well at jettisoning things that you really would prefer not to have.
I just don't know what you're referring to. You have to be more clear. That's too oblique.
And well, it does raise the question, though, who were they planning to use a nuclear weapon on other than the disenfranchised majority within their own country? Which might have backfired when they suddenly found themselves with no one to do their washing up.
So, genetically, Andy, you have a shady history with nuclear weapons because, you know, you're British,
yep.
So you have a nuclear weapon.
Yep.
You're Jewish, so you probably have one but won't admit it.
Yep.
But you're also South African.
That's right. My father was from South Africa. So that means I am the most nuclear-armed person in this room. Albeit that I am in a recording studio and there's only me in this room. But even if it was a much bigger room with many more people in, I would still be a nuclear threat to everyone.
So back off, America.
The question, Bugle listeners, is should Andy Zaltzman be under the auspices of a non-proliferation treaty? Let's have your views, thebugle@timesonline.co.uk.
I'm lobbying for sanctions against you, Andy, immediately.
Incidentally, the Israeli nuclear whistleblower Mordecai Vanunu is not only back in jail, but a musical based on his childhood has been cancelled, which is a great shame. Had a brilliant song, the lyrics of which began, "Mordecai, what a guy, put state secrets in the public eye."
Mordecai Vanunu is an absolutely incredible name. My name is Mordecai Vanunu, and I am an accountant.
It wouldn't work. He could have been a magician. I think it's a good name for a magician.
Yeah,
but nuclear whistleblower, next best thing.
That was another top story. Thank you for listening. Discover more from the Bugle Empire at thebuglepodcast.com.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, Roland Garros promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.